Test 6. Section 3. Listen to George's message to his friend Melissa. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message 3 times. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Hi Melissa, it's George. Last time we talked, I was preparing for my holiday to New York with Rebecca. You'd told me to call you and tell you all about it when I got back. Well, here I am. But what I'm going to tell you was the worst experience of my life. It all started when we got to the airport. At the check-in counter, Rebecca realized that she'd forgotten her passport. There was no time to go back and get it, so she changed her ticket for one on a flight that left the next day. Anyway, I arrived at JFK Airport and caught a taxi to my hotel. We were at a junction and the driver in the car in front of us speeded up to go through a yellow light, but then changed his mind and hit the brakes, so we slammed right into the back of that car. Luckily, I wasn't hurt. But I had to wait for 1 hour for the police to come and get my statement. At the hotel, things didn't get any better. At the reception desk, it turned out that instead of a double room, Rebecca and I were booked into a single one, and the hotel was fully booked. After a lot of arguing, they agreed to put in an extra bed, so we managed to sleep together. But the worst thing happened the last day of our holidays. Rebecca and I were in a shop when suddenly I looked behind me and she was gone. Mind you, we had to be at the airport in less than 2 hours. I called her on her mobile, but I heard it ringing in my backpack. I looked around and there she was, at the cash desk, buying a present for me. You can't imagine the relief I felt. Anyway, despite the bad memories, New York was beautiful. Call me to tell me your news. George.
Listen to George's message again.
Hi Melissa, it's George. Last time we talked, I was preparing for my holiday to New York with Rebecca. You'd told me to call you and tell you all about it when I got back. Well, here I am. But what I'm going to tell you was the worst experience of my life. It all started when we got to the airport. At the check-in counter, Rebecca realized that she'd forgotten her passport. There was no time to go back and get it, so she changed her ticket for one on a flight that left the next day. Anyway, I arrived at JFK Airport and caught a taxi to my hotel. We were at a junction and the driver in the car in front of us speeded up to go through a yellow light, but then changed his mind and hit the brakes, so we slammed right into the back of that car. Luckily, I wasn't hurt, but I had to wait for 1 hour for the police to come and get my statement. At the hotel, things didn't get any better. At the reception desk, it turned out that instead of a double room, Rebecca and I were booked into a single one, and the hotel was fully booked. After a lot of arguing, they agreed to put in an extra bed, so we managed to sleep together. But the worst thing happened the last day of our holidays. Rebecca and I were in a shop when suddenly I looked behind me and she was gone. Mind you, we had to be at the airport in less than 2 hours. I called her on her mobile, but I heard it ringing in my backpack. I looked around, and there she was, at the cash desk, buying a present for me. You can't imagine the relief I felt. Anyway, despite the bad memories, New York was beautiful. Call me to tell me your news. George.
This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing. Section 1, Task 1. Listen to George's message to his friend Melissa again. Use the space provided in the writing section to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours telling him or her about a holiday when everything went wrong. Write your email in the writing section, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Hi Melissa, it's George. Last time we talked, I was preparing for my holiday to New York with Rebecca. You'd told me to call you and tell you all about it when I got back. Well, here I am. But what I'm going to tell you was the worst experience of my life. It all started when we got to the airport. At the check-in counter, Rebecca realized that she'd forgotten her passport. There was no time to go back and get it, so she changed her ticket for one on a flight that left the next day. Anyway, I arrived at JFK Airport and caught a taxi to my hotel. We were at a junction and the driver in the car in front of us speeded up to go through a yellow light, but then changed his mind and hit the brakes, so we slammed right into the back of that car. Luckily, I wasn't hurt, but I had to wait for 1 hour for the police to come and get my statement. At the hotel, things didn't get any better. At the reception desk, it turned out that instead of a double room, Rebecca and I were booked into a single one, and the hotel was fully booked. After a lot of arguing, they agreed to put in an extra bed, so we managed to sleep together. But the worst thing happened the last day of our holidays. Rebecca and I were in a shop when suddenly I looked behind me and she was gone. Mind you, we had to be at the airport in less than 2 hours. I called her on her mobile, but I heard it ringing in my backpack. I looked around and there she was, at the cash desk, buying a present for me. You can't imagine the relief I felt. Anyway, despite the bad memories, New York was beautiful. Call me to tell me your news. George.